We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us on a second visit to Windsor. Conveniently, only an hour and a half away from 1958. Britain's first ever driving tests were conducted near here in Berkshire. In 1931, all new car and lorry drivers had to pass a basic test. Then, in 1938, motorcyclists. Road regulations are constantly updated, and it's currently being considered whether tests should be introduced for BMW drivers. The area around Windsor's Mill Lane became known as Millionaire's Row in the 1960s, being popular with film stars such as Roger Moore, Dora Bryan and Norman Wisdom, names we still remember today. I sometimes imagine if I were given a pound for every time I saw a Norman Wisdom film, I might start watching them. During the recent royal wedding, for the first time, the family and their entourage rode around the town in a cavalcade of golden coaches, accompanied by guardsmen on horseback. But as they passed through the Mill Lane area, with its six-bedroom detached properties typically on a landscaped half-acre with swimming pools and tennis courts, the royals were amazed. They had no idea Windsor had a shanty town. Close by here is Eton College, of course famous as the school which takes pupils who are wealthy enough to afford the fees but too thick even for Harrow. Until his death last year, nearby Reading FC was home to Britain's longest-serving groundsman, Tommy Reynolds, who spent his entire working life tending to the ground and preparing it for matches. When he passed away in accordance with his wishes, Tommy's remains were scattered on the pitch. However, during the next home game, it became apparent that his family really should have had him cremated. Notable locals include the remarkable Doreen Jones, who was awarded an MBE recently when she retired from her job at Windsor Post Office. After 50 years' service, she's remembered by Royal Mail for never taking a single day's sick leave, and by her colleagues as that bloody old woman who kept giving them a flu. Famous Berkshire residents include the Britain's Got Talent and X Factor judge Simon Cowell, who lives on an exclusive gated estate near here. It was reported recently that a neighbour's large dog repeatedly tried to attack Mr. Cowell, so the Residents Association paid for it to be taken to a vet to have its teeth sharpened. But he's not the only one off the telly who locals might set the dogs on. Let's meet the teams. On my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right, Timbrook Taylor and Joe Brand. And taking his place on the scoring desk next to me, please welcome our resident tree trunk in trunks, the Immaculate Sven. We'll start this week with some new additions to the Uxbridge English Dictionary. A good dictionary is essential for learning the correct use of similar words. For example, many people don't understand the subtle difference in meaning between the words deteriorating and languishing. Well, deteriorating means becoming progressively worse, whereas languishing are those big prawns you get on holiday. The meanings of words are constantly changing, team, so your suggestions, please, of any new definitions you may have spotted recently. Joe, you can start.
Futon, Japanese for Christ, my back hurts.
Tim. Legroom, a Frenchman on his wedding day.
Barry.
Hispanic, fear of snakes.
Graham.
Cogitate, art gallery for the elderly.
Tit, to strike a Yorkshireman.
Morrissey. Bit like a Morris dancer.
Jeopardy. A bit like a jeopard.
Pustulant, festive boil that lasts till Easter.
Polymer. One of the gifts to baby Jesus from the three wise parrots.
Circumvent, Jewish Y front.
Collegiate, what they call Colin in Ireland.
Somersault, sodium chloride available only between the months of June and September.
Parity. A bit like a parrot.
Beholder. A hive.
Remember to sew a severed limb back on.
Whiskey. A bit like a whisk.
Copper bottom. Take a note of her posterior.
OK, the teams are going to sing along to some well-known songs now in the round called Pick Up Song. Yes. Tim and Graham were telling us there's some wonderful footage of their performance of the Funky Gibbon on Top of the Pops back in 1975. However, since it was sandwiched between Rolf Harris and Gary Glitter and introduced by Jimmy Savile, we'll just have to take their word for it. OK, teams, Sven will spin the discs. Each of you should sing along to your records until Sven turns the music down. If on its return you're within a gnat's crotchet of the original, I'll be awarding points, and points mean an ultimately hollow gesture indicative of a general intellectual malaise. What do points mean? And this week's prize is the perfect adult entertainment site for vegetarians. It's a year's subscription to Cornhub. Barry, you're to start, and I'd like you to accompany Johnny Cash singing A Thing Called Love.
6 foot 6, he stood on the ground. He weighed 235 pounds.
Saw that child of a man brought down to his knees by love. He was the kind of man that would gamble on luck. Look you in the eye and never back up. But I saw him crying like a little whip pup because of love. You can see it with your eyes, hold it in your hand, built like a wind that covers our land, strong enough to move the heart of any man. This thing called love, it can lift you up, never let you down,
never let you down. Take your world.
Wow. Okay, you're next, Joe. I'd like you to accompany Alicia Dixon singing The Boy Does Nothing.
I got a man with 2 left feet, and when he dances not to the beat, I really think that he should know that his rhythms go, go, go. I got a man with 2 left feet, and when he's singing this much too high, I really think that he should know that his rhythms go, go, go. Does he wash up? He never washes up. Does he clean up? No, he never cleans up. Does he brush up? No, he never brushed up. He does nothing. The boy does nothing. I'm miles out and I don't give a toss. Does he wash up? He never washes up. Brush up. Does he clean up? No, he doesn't do anything. He's never hoovered in his life.
Hey boy, how you been?
Sorry, Jack, I got too carried away with my own domestic circumstances.
Yes, you let your personal life into it. That was the trouble. You meant to leave it at the door, but it was very good, actually. It was very close. I've just heard that the Queen has rung Heathrow and asked her to send more aircraft over. Well, you now, Graham, would you accompany Bob Dylan singing Don't Think Twice, It's All Right?
Well, it ain't no use sitting and wonder why, babe. even you don't know by now. And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. He'll never do somehow. When a rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm a-traveling on. Don't think twice, it's all right.
I used to think the harmonica was underrated until I heard Graham playing it. And finally, Tim, can you please accompany Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons singing Walk Like a Man?
Down to size by telling dirty lies to my friends. But my own father said, give her up, don't bother, the world isn't coming to an end.
He said,
walk like a man, talk like a man, walk like a man, my son. No woman's worth crawling on the earth, so walk like a man, my son.
Thank you, Tim. Well, the teams are going to do a spot of acting for us now in the round called Sound Charades. This is a variation of the old TV favourite Give Us a Clue, the show that featured my Master General Lionel Blair. Sprightly 90-year-old Lionel is about to star in a fly-on-the-wall TV documentary chronicling his relationship with his agent over the course of an entire year. It's called I Haven't Got News For You. Tim and Joe, you're to start, please, and your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. And for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Captain Marvel. Captain Marvel.
So off you go, please, Tim and Joe.
It's a film, and it's two words, and it goes like this.
Good morning, Captain.
Good morning, Mrs. Nibbs.
Are you here for your weekly consignment of dried skimmed milk powder?
I am, Mrs. Nibbs. My cup of tea simply isn't the same without it.
Goodbye, Captain.
Goodbye, Mrs. Nibbs.
Just a wild guess, Captain Marvel.
Right, your turn, Barry and Graham, and your title is now being exhibited on the laser display board, and here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Batman Begins. Batman Begins.
It's a film and it's two words.
Two words. Hamish!
Dougal, you'll have had your tea.
Oh, I already have an invitation to tea and a plate of fancies.
You're looking very dapper today.
I am away to our military reunion. You recall I served in the 21st Highland Mounted Infantry.
I didn't... I didn't know you were mounted.
Oh, on a regular basis, yes.
Did you see any action?
On a regular basis, yes.
So this is your full dress uniform.
It is.
You'll have had your sporran shampooed.
That I have.
And I see you've had your pips polished.
Well, kilts are being worn very short this year.
Surely, as an officer, you don't do all that yourself.
Oh, of course not. I have a faithful serving man who looks after all my needs. Christopher takes care of me very well.
Oh. Well, that's a relief. I imagine Christopher's a trained valet and chef.
No, strangely enough, Christopher is a portly and much-loved TV star. You'd know him by his unmistakable laugh. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Something to do with Biggins.
Yes.
Oh, it is.
Batman Begins.
Yeah. Oh, OK.
It's now time to play the game called Mornington Crescent. First, I notice our in tray is buckling under the weight of a letter. It comes from a Mrs. Trellis of North Wales. She writes, "Dear Bruno Tonioli, sorry to report, I'm making slow progress in my waltz classes. For every two steps forward, it's one step back." Yours sincerely, Mrs. Trellis. OK, and as we're in Windsor, it's only proper that we should play the royal version of the game, so progression will be stately, waving is optional, subordinate stops will be deemed inappropriate, and all moves will be made in accordance with the rules laid down by Goldstick Marshal of the Monarch's Indulgence. Destinations with royal connections score double. River stations are not permitted unless the Queen's barge master is in attendance. Tim, you can start.
Queensway. Do I get double for that?
No, you don't.
Oh.
It's not named after the Queen, Queensway.
What?
If you want to know, it's not named after the Queen. It must.
Ah, right.
Oh. Is it named after the King, then?
No. I don't know. I'm in too deep now. Barry.
Barry, you're next.
King's Cross. Oh, good one, yes.
Yes, that's double.
That's not related to the Queen.
No, the King.
Oh.
Yeah, got me sharp.
Can I just ask, what does subordinate stops will be deemed inappropriate mean?
You don't need to know unless you transgress that rule. It's not...
All right, well, let's try one.
I'll let you know.
Parsons Green.
No. Try again, please, Joe.
Blackfriars Bridge.
Yeah, fine. I hope that makes it clearer now.
Yeah, Crystal.
That was rather good.
London Bridge.
Finchley Road.
Earl's Court.
Paddington.
Mm. Oh.
Baron's Court.
Green Park. Mm. That's right, yeah. Yep.
Marble Archie.
Crawler.
Prince's Gate.
Prince's Gate, yes.
Prince's Gate. That puts me in a difficult position, yeah. Doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Can I play a Thames Link?
River station's not permitted unless the Queen's barge master is in attendance. Right,
River station's not.
Oh. No.
No, I have to go inland then to Fairlop.
Oh, nice one.
Fairlop, I can't allow you to have as it's swanning season.
That's difficult, isn't it? Morden.
Morden, yes.
Yeah.
Craven Cottage.
Ooh.
Is that allowed?
It isn't actually allowed. The term cottage is related to members of the royal family that we won't go into at the moment. But that's yes. I'd like you to try again, please.
Clapham Common.
Waterloo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not transgressing the river thing, is it, Waterloo?
No. It's a station.
Bank.
Ooh.
Oh.
Let's see what happens. Mm.
Elephant and Castle.
Mornington Crescent.
Oh. Well
done. It's him. Well, the next game is called What's the Problem? Modern living throws up constant problems and can often be exasperating. For example, the other day I was attempting to follow the recipe for Jamie Oliver's funky fruit tart when he told me to plop in the cherries. I did and very nearly fell off the worktop. Teams, I'll provide you each with some genuine answers to various household queries. And your job is to suggest what the original question might have been. Barry, the first one's for you. Here's the answer. What's the question? A can of Coke, two crushed aspirins, some detergent, and your usual cycle.
What do I need to enter the Tour de France?
It's actually, what do I need to clean particularly grimy clothes? The aspirins work well on ground in sweat. Tim, here's the answer. What is the question? Keep a plastic bag beside you in case the phone rings.
I'm expecting a call from Piers Morgan. Any tips?
It's actually, if the phone rings when I'm making pastry or cooking something messy, how can I avoid making the receiver sticky when I pick it up? Joe, what question prompted this answer? Ensure the bristles are pointing upwards.
How can ladies make their moustaches look really smart?
It's, in fact, the question was, what's the best way to store a broom? Graham, what question prompted this answer? Tie a sock around the end of a stick or broom handle.
I have incredibly large ears, which are difficult to clean. What do you recommend?
It's, in fact, the question was, is there a good way to clean under the fridge? Barry, what is the question here? Light a candle when you go to the lavatory.
How can I honour the memory of Thomas Crapper?
In fact, the question is there a good way to minimise unpleasant smells in the toilet? Tim, this should be the first thing to go on in the morning and the last thing to come off at night.
When should I watch my digitally remastered goodies DVDs?
It's apparently the rule for wearing pearls. Joe, first place, a bag of ice cubes over the top, then strike with a hammer.
What's the best way to treat cystitis?
In fact, the question was, how can I remove lumps of chewing gum that have stuck hard to the floor? And finally, Graham, keep your back straight and bend at the knees while moving it in a figure of eight pattern.
What's a good recipe for mince?
In fact, the question was, what is the best way to use a mop? Look, here are a few for any of you to have a go at, all right? So here's another answer. What's the question? They're actually more effective if you don't clean them.
What washing machine setting should I use to launder my husband's testicles?
In fact, the question was, does it matter if my baking tins lose their shine? Here's another one. Yes, it will allow the balls to move freely.
Can I then tumble dry them?
Does rubbing the balls of my computer mice with cotton pads dipped in alcohol serve any purpose? Here's another one. To avoid an awful mess, I would snip them off with a small pair of scissors.
Oh, we're back to me again.
I love lilies, but the stamens do spill a lot of pollen, which can stain clothing. Is there anything I can do? Here's another answer. What's the question? Put them in, then tread on them with your bare feet.
How do you give kittens a bath?
It actually was, how would you recommend I wash pillows in a bath full of soapy water? Here's another answer. Camouflage with Tippex.
In the Arctic Circle, how can I conceal a panzer division?
Is there a good way to conceal discoloured tiling grout in the bathroom? Here's one more. Hang old net curtains over the front of the cage.
That's how can you make your husband feel more at home?
Yes. How can I stop flies getting into my guinea pig's cage? And finally, put foil pie dishes under each leg.
Is there an economic alternative to tenor lady?
Is there a way to ensure my furniture slides easily over the carpet when I try to give the floor a thorough vacuuming? And it looks terrific as well. Well, it's very nearly the end of the show. Aww. There is just time to fit in a quick round of funeral or bedroom. According to the Financial Times, the average UK funeral costs over £4,000, which is a lot of money for something you'll never see. A bit like Brexit. The average pet funeral can cost up to £500. I guess it all depends on how much you're willing to spend on the sack and house brick. So, in this round, I'd like you teams to come up with examples of phrases that might be overheard both at a funeral and also in the bedroom. So you can start, Graham.
At least it was quick.
Barry.
Well, that went as well as could be expected.
Tim.
Lovely spread.
Joe.
I didn't expect so many of you to come.
This is what your mum would have wanted.
Can I just start off by saying how nice it is to see so many of you here?
This is harder than I expected.
It was the second stroke that did it.
Nice hat.
What do you mean clapping at the end is inappropriate?
I always thought your brother would go first.
Would you please rise?
What's she doing here?
The vicar gave her a lovely service.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the tat-buying tourist of time finally forks out on the forlorn fudge of fate instead of the prohibitively priced Dutchie original Piccalilli of posterity, I notice it's the end of the show. So, from the teams, Sven, myself, and our audience here in Windsor, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Tim Brooke-Taylor, and Joe Brand were being given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Ian Pattinson and Fraser Steele, and the producer was John Naismith.